Two icons of Southern food culture are facing difficult times this week. Winn-Dixie Stores Incorporated, the supermarket chain known throughout the South, will close or sell more than 300 stores and lay off 22,000 workers. Company managers made the announcement this week as part of a restructuring proposal to get out of bankruptcy. Winn-Dixie is pulling out of Tennessee, Virginia, and the Carolinas. Also, Krispy Kreme, the donut empire based in North Carolina but with stores flung about the world as far as London, has fired its top six executives. The company is struggling to stabilize its stock price and answer an accounting inquiry by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Candace Corlett is a retail consultant for WSL Strategic in New York. She joins us from Queens. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Let's start with Winn-Dixie. My gosh, 900 stores. Everyone knows that name throughout the South. What led to their Chapter 11 this spring?
You know, Winn-Dixie, as you said, has just suffered dramatically from the arrival of Walmart. But, you know, Winn-Dixie did not rise to the occasion. The shopper's perception is that Walmart has the lowest prices. So Winn-Dixie needed to find another reason why for shoppers to come through the door. They needed to bring in added values that would excite the shoppers, and they didn't do that.
What's an added value? I mean, what have some other retailers done?
We interview 1,000 shoppers every quarter, and in a recent survey, 46% of them told us that they were willing to pay a bit more for groceries and household products if they could shop in a nicer environment. Mm-hmm. And we see supermarket chains, regional chains like a Winn-Dixie, all around the country giving shoppers a nicer shopping environment, an interesting selection of merchandise beyond the food to browse, and whether we're talking about Kowalski's out in Minneapolis, Marsh food chain over in Indianapolis, of course Wegmans in upstate New York. They're all examples of chains that have walked away from the parallel aisles. They've created a circular flow of traffic. They've really changed the shopping experience in the supermarket.
Krispy Kreme. Did they just expand too fast?
Krispy Kreme has a very narrow business. Great fun donuts. Our society is becoming a bit more weight conscious. The carb phenomenon happened. All of these things converged, and maybe Krispy Kreme was expanding too quickly, but people are now feeling a bit guilty if they have three Krispy Kreme donuts, whereas it used to be fun to bring in a whole box of Krispy Kreme donuts. So they have a very narrow business that's just fallen out of food fashion.
I guess it's been my experience that people will diet so they can have three Krispy Kreme donuts.
Certainly, the press is raising the awareness of what you should be eating and what you shouldn't be eating. Mm-hmm. And I think Dunkin' Donuts is an example of a chain where it's about the donuts, but it's also about the Dunkin'. It's about the coffee.
Ah, right.
You know, and so many people now are choosing Dunkin' Donuts for its coffee and walking out without a muffin or without a donut.
You mentioned the way that modern diets seem to exclude donuts. Is there in your mind, Ms. Corlett, a product just over the horizon that might fit some of that new diet thinking?
You made a very good point. Shoppers diet in order to be able to afford a reward. The rewards have become almost like fashion trends. Mm-hmm. Häagen-Dazs was the big reward, 10 years ago? Krispy Kreme may just be going out of favor, and we're waiting for a new brand to come along.
Ms. Corlett, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
You going to have a bagel now?
I'm going to get a Krispy Kreme, to tell you the truth.
All right. Candace Corlett is a retail consultant for WSL Strategic in New York.